Okay, I'm going to try to be ambitious today and do Yudalit, Tezvav, Tezayin, and even start Yudzayin, which are the all of them Yisaidais in Halacha Lamaisa. Yudalit, we already learned the Mechaber, the Shach, and the Dodol Mervava, but since I assume you didn't chazer it since last Sunday, we'll go over it again rather quickly. Again, Sif Yudalit is the grapeseed oil Shaila. Not that it's similar to the grapeseed oil shayla, it is the grapeseed oil shayla. The shayla is, what's the din of grape seeds? Chatzanim are seeds of grapes. Chatzanim v'zogim shalavya kechavim. We're talking about the seeds or husks of grapes of gayim. V'chein shmari yayin shalem, the sediment. Techid beis chaydish asurim ba'anah. Lachid beis chaydish mutarim afila ba'achila. Once 12 months pass, you can take their grape seeds and eat them. That's if you soaked it in water. But if you don't soak it in water and get the wine out, then it's us forever, no matter what. So the logic is that in 12 months, well, the machlaik is part of it, will be what the logic is. But the Dogma Revav explains the logic is that all the wine disappears. When 12 months go, the wine disappears because the grape is not issur. The grape seed is not iser. The grape husk is not iser. Even the sediment is not iser. It's only the yayim which is in it, which is iser. So Rebelsky's lashon is kimlu lachazal and the teva of yayin, that when 12 months pass, it totally disappears, provided that you soaked it in water and then you let it wait the 12 months. During the 12 months. And as long as in the process it was dim-dum, soaking it in water is helpful to get the wine out. No, we're talking it went into the, but they, again, the rule is, once they do amshach into the bar, everything is also, even in the yayin that's on top, yeah. Once you start amshacha, all the yayin from those grapes are iser, even if they're still in there. Right, we had in Sifyud that when you take out the chatzanim, you shouldn't do it through a guy. When you finish the press, don't take out the chatzanim of the zogim, take out through a guy, it'll also on top. Yeah. Amshacha makes everything. I'm not sure how long you have to soak. The Rambam holds you have to soak it at all. Taisus says you have to soak it. So I guess timdom b'mayim, the amount of time it takes to make temet. We don't make temet bezman hazeh. I don't know. I can't imagine that it's a month. I imagine it's a day or a few days. But whatever the... What? Wash out in water. The guy could drink the water. It's a guy's... Right. You throw out the water. And then you soak it for 12 months. Now, the shayla that's negat to us is because they do not wait 12 months. Nobody has time today. Nobody's going to wait 12 months with grape seeds. But they dry it. They dry it through heat and dry it through the use of chemicals. Now, the question is that good enough? Is it that Chazal have a Kabbalah 12 months and that's it? We're not Mishana from Chazal's Kabbalah? Or could we say in Svaris that there are reasons to be Mechalik? It appears to be a Machlaikis the Shach and the Dogel Merivav. How so? The Shach in Chavav brings the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef b'shem Archas Chaim im Sarfan afilo techiyut Beis Chodesh afron mutar. The Beis Yosef says b'shem Archas Chaim that if you burn it, then it's mutar even within 12 months. And the Shach says Sarachian, why should burning it make him mutar? And the Afer of Devarim Asurim is still Asur. The Shach remains in its Sarachi. Dogon Ravava says, what's the kasha? When you burn it, you destroy the yayin shabai. The yayin gets heated up and it evaporates. And it's the same thing as in Siyavish Yud Beis Chodesh. When you let it dry for 12 months, there's no wine left. If you burn it, there's also no wine left. During the burning, the liquid is the first thing to disappear on you. And therefore, Zakta Dogon Ravava Afron Mutter. Let me just say, it's clear, Vadai, from the Dogel Mervava, that you don't need Bepoyel Yud Beis Chaydish. It's not Chazal, so Yud Beis Chaydish, and that's it. Anything you do to get rid of the wine makes that the Chatzanim that remain are Mutter. So the Dogel Mervava is the Shita that's certainly Mekel, and the Shach becomes the focal point. Why did the Shach hold? We don't want to eat, grape seed oil is not so delicious that we're going to have it if it's a machlekes the shach and dogam ravava. So the question is, what was the sheet of the shach? What was the point where the shach didn't agree with this? And on that turns the at least part of the controversy over grape seed oil. Yeah. Why he says that? Okay, why he says it is a good question. I don't know. It could be that was the product that was available in those days. I don't know. The question is a good question. I don't know the answer. Yes? Yeah, that's what he did. I was asking, why does it say Yavsha? Why does it say Sarfan? So I'm saying maybe that was the product they had. I have no idea. But the question is a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so, but maybe they do. See, all part of the chemical process is washing it. Now, it's not the same as Timdun, but the point, though, is that there's nothing left. There's no wine taste. You drink grape seed oil, there's zero wine taste. Now, the question is how to deal with the Shaila. So the Rebelskin, in his letter on this topic, brings a Neid Yehuda, same as Dogma Father. And Rabbi Yehuda writes this idea that all you have to do is get rid of the Ayin Shebai. And he says, must be, the Shach also agrees that over 12 months, it's Kol HaLachluchas HaYayin is Mutter. So it's not Mistaver that the Shach is arguing that Kol HaLachluchas HaMayim works. So the only thing could be that they argue if burning it is also enough to make kol halachluchas hayayin. Maybe the yayin burns, and you have afer of yayin. So that's the machlokes. Everyone would agree if you kol halachluchas hayayin, it's mutter. Because after all, that says in the Shulchan Aruch, you may say this works. So it's only a question, does burning get rid of halachluchas hayayin? So, I don't know. We're not burning it, we're drying it. And therefore, he says that it's mutter. That's what he's saying to Shachar. He said, so the Mitzvah is according to Rebelski. Rebelski's letter was printed in a journal originally, and it's now they printed all his truvis on, it's mostly on the Kashrus and Yonim, in a sefer called Shulchan Alevi. And in the front, it's all Bekitzer things, but in the back, they print the Arichas, and that's what he says. He says that's the Machlokes. That's what he says in the Machlokes, number of Avah, Mar Mokamani. Now, there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sefer which Pischei Tshuva Yud brings. The Chassam Sefer's Tshuva is about grapeseed oil. And in the Tshuva, the Chassam Sefer says the following. He says, it depends. Where does grapeseed oil come from? There are two possibilities. Either the wine turns to oil, somehow. Or the oil is an independent entity which is in the seed. He says, Mamanasha. If wine turns to oil, we have the old musk heter. The musk heter is the heter of Rabbeinu Yaina, who holds that if something is chemically changed, it gets a new din. If something is chemically changed, musk is something found in the gland of a deer. It's a spice found in the gland of a deer. And the musk is nishtana from the dam of the deer into musk. And Rabbeinu Yaya says it's mutter because it's Hishkanus. It's so therefore, if the wine turns to oil, you have the musk heter. And if the oil is something which is totally separate, so if they're gufim nifradim, so then the shemen is not aser, just like we say that only the wine of the grape is aser, and the seed you're allowed to eat. So too, the oil you're allowed to eat, as long as there's no lachluchas hayayin in it, it's mutter. So he says, Mumanasha, either you have the musk heter, or you have the idea that Yayin v'shemen are gufim nifradim. He's saying, he doesn't go into the question of Dogam Ravava in the first part of his truva. This is what he says, and Devarim Hamistavrim, not Chassam Sefer, needs my approbation, but that's what he says, and Mimela, he's matir. Now, if you look at the truva inside, it's confusing because he says all this. The last paragraph, the Shoyal asked him a question. He says, this is the Dogam Ravava's Kasha on the Shach. And I'll reprint what I wrote in my chidushim on Avodah Zarah, and he has his chidushim. When you read it by itself, that would be the whole tshuva. You would get the impression that loit tishach, it's awesome. The way he explains, it sounds like the loit tishach, it's awesome. And he ends. He doesn't give a, you know, Moshe very often, look at the end of the tshuva, you get the psak. Here, there's no clear psak at the end. At least one of the haintag hatayin is that Hasefa wasn't clearly matter. But on the other hand, the beginning of the tshuva, he says straight out it's mutter. He gives these two reasons. And then at the end, he writes the things that I told you. And Lamaisa, the Velt understands that some cipher that he's making. So you have here, Dogum Ravava certainly make, we could argue Kavanah Sashach. The some cipher seems to be make, we could argue about his last paragraph, and that's that. Yeah. If you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, it's a long Pisrei Tshuva, he brings up some cipher. And you're the very last line in our print, in your print it's also the last line. L'chayrit Sarachian. He has a kasha on the some cipher. Now that kasha, Rabelski does not address in his tshuva. In the Lukutam Lachsam Seifer, they bring from the Marshag and the Marsham, and they bring a tshuva Maritz Duchinsky, maybe one other tshuva, that ask the kasha on the Lachsam Seifer from the Kaman Sifchov Dalid. What's the kasha from Sifchov Dalid? The kasha is that in Sifchov Dalid it says that the barrel in which the wine is stored, the barrel in which the wine is stored, asers the yayin sraf, the schnapps that's made it. As you know, this is a this is an iser. The mechaber says some Spanish word agua aradainti shalavik kachav masabana in chav dalit pirish, and the Rama explains yayin sraf shoysim yayin esach bishena ragzaya. It seems like the barrels are like Isser itself. So this is a kasha they ask. Those who answer explain that it could be the barrels become Isser. The seeds become Isser. We're not eating the seed. We're eating the oil which is hidden in the seed. And therefore it's different. Efshel
Echalek.
Chavdalit. Well, the agua are dainty. Shalavik achav masurim kiyayin atzmon. Pirush davar v'yayin sraf shoysim yayin nesach. Abiyam rakziyash nesach hariyu. It's true. It doesn't say anything about the word barrel, but this is what it means. The schnapps is put into barrels, and that's what the previous sifim are talking about. And this is just something made in those barrels. And so kasha is, even if the wine disappears, why are the seeds mutter? Why is it different than the barrels? This is the kasha that the Pisrei Tshuva is asking. And again, their answer is that it could be the guf of the seed is iser, but not the shemen in the seed. So this is the tumul. Most of the hachsherim are matir, the national hachsherim. There is a taina.
Grape
seed oil. It's a product. You know, they don't use grapeseed oil commercially. It's a product that you can buy in the store, and if everyone would agree it's mutter, it would be popular Pesach time when there are a limited number of oils that can be used. The taina that's today added to this mix is the taina that the way grapeseed oil is made, in order to dry the grape seeds, they put it in a liquid with chemicals and water. That's a clearition, that's cooked. It's heated up through cooking, which you can understand. You want to get the bliadis on, you cook it. The taina is, at that time, the yayin is still there. If you cook something with yayin nesach, it gets blias. And those blias should be aser. And those blias should be aser. What are you going to do now? Once you have blias of yayin and shemen, no one's going to say, if you cook yayin and shemen together, and then you somehow get the yayin out, that the shemen is mutter. I was going to say that. And here they cook it in a klirish. This is the taina that is printed. It's pogum. I don't know. I don't know if it's yes. Maybe it is. But this is the taina they have, that it's cooked in a klirish. And since it's cooked, now again, Rabelski does not address this in his letter on the topic. What they write, this is written in the Ari Yisrael journal. They had one journal where they had a bunch of tshuvas on the topic. And they write that the hechsherim that are more makbid should be careful that it's not cooked together. It should be only Yayim Peshrim. It should be at least Klisheni. And not Kavush. Because Kavush also gives a Bliya. So even if you cook it in cold, even if you soak in cold water, it shouldn't be 24 hours because Bliyas go in. This is the time.
The natural Bliya in the Chatzarim doesn't stay. Because Bliya would come from cooking it.
I hear exactly what you're saying. Mara Mokim Anilach, I'm just trying to give you the controversy. Everything till now is Kvar Holcho by the Moshai, it's the old Shilas. This Shilas with Kli Rishon is a new Shilas, so to speak. And those Hasherim that say they want to be better, so to speak, are saying that they are going to make sure it's not in the Kli Rishon, and they're going to make sure it's not soaked. However, there is a way of doing it that would avoid all these problems. There's a way to get chatzanim that would avoid the problems. Whether it's practical, I don't know. I'm not in the business. The way to do it to avoid all the problems is if they would take the grape seeds out of the mix before Hamshacha, when the whole mix is there, they don't want to be limited to Kedem. They want to buy in places without a hefsher. Fine. If they would take the whole mix before Hamshacha, they call it the crush, it's all there together. I don't know if it's practical. But if they would drain the sediment with the seeds, with everything out of it, pull it out with a cheesecloth or something earlier, before Hamshacha, those seeds would be mutter, because even the wine in those seeds are mutter. Because if you don't do Hamshacha, it would be mutter. So that, this would be an Eitzah, if it's practical. I'm guessing it's not practical. I'm not so smart that I think of something no one else thought of. But that would be a bona fide, solid way of doing it without, and if nobody could answer that, because you're allowed to take it, the wine with the chatzanim and drink it at that point, even though it's all gayim. So that would be a potential Eitzah. Lamaisa, you know, I could say whatever I want. I don't know if it's practical. Probably it's not practical to get out. If you want to get out 10 seeds, you could do it. But to pull out enough to make commercial grapes.
Right. The
temid then have to be less than 24 hours. Then lahasnida would have to be less than 24
right,
hours.
So there,
is it? I don't know. To sum up, there are three controversies in grapeseed oil. All of which the Natiya is Lakula. The first controversy is the Machlaikis Dogam Ravava and Shach. The Natiya is Lakula because it's important to know that the Beis Yosef is Matir and the Dogam Ravava is Matir and the Shach has a Kasha on the Beis Yosef. So the Natiya in that argument would be Lakula. The second controversy is over the Chuvis Chasam Sefer and the Pisrei Chuvis Kasha here at the end. I guess when we get to Sifchav Dala, we'll talk about it more. Which at least the Marsham and the Marshag were Gedalei HaPais. The Marshag was considered the primary Talmud of the Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik was considered the main Talmud of the Sam Sefer. So he's going in that line. This, if you want to find it, this Sefer Lekutei HaOris on the Sam Sefer, we have it upstairs. On this Tshuva that he's bringing, he brings more Paiskim that have this Ha'ara. And the third time is that maybe today it's worse because they cook it. So maybe it's worse. I don't know the answer of that Sherim, because as I said, Rabowski's letter, he doesn't answer this particular question. Okay, so that is the summation of Sif Yudalit. So I'm doing well so far. We finished with the grapeseed oil. We'll go to Sif Tezva. There's two words in a Mechaber. Oh, yeah. I should point out, the end of the Mechaber is mashma like the Dogam Ravava. The end of the Mechaber is Lashon, where he says, if you don't do Temet, it's Asur. He says, Loitim dan Asurim la'aylam, afilu Yavsham b'taner. It sounds like Yavsham b'taner is a Maila, just if you didn't do Temet, it doesn't work. But it sounds like if you do Temet, Yavsham b'taner is something that works. So, what? You have to wait a whole year. Now, it's not clear in the Mechaber you have to wait a year. Mechaber could have meant that Yavsham B'taner is not in place of Temed, but you still need a year. Follow? But you soak it after. But all right. Sif Tezvav. Tezvav is an easy sif, as is indicated by the fact that no Mefarshim here. Hamachmitz B'shmari Yayin Shalav Yekechavim Taismani Suran Kala Isa Surim B'Hanah. As you know, in order to make bread, you need to put in the yeast. You have to put in some organism. Now, where do you get organisms from? They don't sell them in the store. Organisms are free. They're everywhere. There are bacteria everywhere, and you can really take from anything. When you make wine, the yeast proliferates. It becomes many. And if you want to take yeast, you take the shmar from the bottom of the wine, you throw it into your bread. Mechabes says, if you make bread out of shmar yayin, then the bread is aser. Simple enough, not so much of a chiddush. If the derech of the goyim in town is that they make their bread with yeast, you don't know. You buy bread, it says yeast. You don't know where the yeast came from. And they do use sometimes wine. Do you have to be chayshish l'chumra? In Kuf Yedaleh, the Rama says, if you know that there are some goyim that use non-wine yeast, and some do, you could be meikel, because we have a rule by an Issur Rabbanan that toilin. It's in Kuf Yud Aleph. By an Issur Rabbanan, if you don't know if it fell into Pad A or Pad B, so a person could be toilin that it fell, it can be meikel on both. There'll be a stira. Eat this one, it went in the other. Eat this one, it went in the other. But if there's a reason to choose one, let's say one went to Yidden and one went to Gayim, or one was Nafaliyam. So it says in Kuf Yud Aleph, by an Issur Rabbanan toilin. That's a 50-50 chance or better. You're allowed to be tailor. So it's a simple enough halacha. You're allowed to buy bread. If it's bread, you can't find out what the yeast was. Maybe today you could. But if you know that there are bakers in town, some use the wine yeast and some don't, you're allowed to be makel. So it's a simple enough din. I want to point out, I mentioned to you in the past that we will come to a shaila if by stam yeinam we go with the rule of safek drabana lakula. What do we say since stam yeinam is an issa that's ikrei deraisa, chasha vaydazara, that we're machmir on the sveikas. We're going to come to this at the end of the simon. This would seem to be a raya to be mekel. Because here we're saying toilin lahakel, because tam yenam is a drabanan. So this is a raya that you say, saf drabanan lakula, by tam yenam. And I'm not sure how to answer it. I mean, there's a truv in the Rav Palin from the Ben Ishchai who holds, he brings a Rajba to be machmir by Sveikas and Yayin. So I don't know how he answers the Ramah. The Ben Ishchai is not Mishumbet to the Ramah. He is mostly Mishumbet to the Beis Yaisen. So Yitzhak Shem, we get to the end of the show and we'll come to
this. Is a tzibruch to the Chatzanim too. Stam Yayinu today. That will make or push it
Mulukula. Well, you want to make it Sveikas. It's a Drabbanan, it's true. It's only an Issur Drabbanan, so therefore, if it's a machlokes, the Dagon Ravam and the Shach, by the Raisa, we'd be more machmir and he'd be more mekel. Sifta Zayin. Sifta Zayin, I mentioned to you last time, is the Weinstein Osir. Weinstein in English is cream of tartar or tartic acid, is a product that's made in pretty much in the way the Shulchan Aruch describes it today. They have additional ways of making it. Yesh mishaimer. Shetamsis yayin hanikrash al daifnei achavis. On the walls of the barrel, there is wine residue, a residual layer of wine that remains. Vakankanim. Nogu by heter shemishtamshim bakli avik achav alachi yud beis chaydish. Alachim ilu viv. The yud beis chaydish heter of Sif Yudalit works here as well, or even mili v'ira. Even if you fill it up with water three times, soak it and spill out the water. The ema klipin hatamsis hanikra shalav shekimish in the siavish kol kach kvar kolo kol alach luchis yayin shaboy ukaafar ba'al mohu. He says that the use of the barrel without peeling off the tamsis yayin hanikrash, what's left on the walls is mutter. Ka'ofer ba'almahu, because kala kalach luchas yayin shabai, very clear. The lachluchas hayayin is gone. Uka'ofer ba'almahu, and here it's like offer. Now, this is a bigger chiddush than the grape seeds. Grape seeds are an entity which, if you get rid of the wine, what are you left with? Grape seeds. That's what I'm left with. This yayin anikrash, there's some mamushis there. What's that mamushis? It's something. It's not seeds, it's not peels. It's from the guf hayayin. So it's saying here that the guf hayayin that remains when lachluchas hayayin disappears, that guf hayayin is also heter. I maybe call it grape. I don't know how you can explain it. But that itself is also heter. If you look in the Gilyan Arsha on the second page, which is the bottom line, you have it, I don't know, the copies. It says, Shkibash es yabish kolkach, kolshkein dishari, what's the next word?
Cream tartar.
Cream tartar. Oh, so we thought cream of tartar is a new product. Shlomo Eger had cream of tartar, not him. He brings it from the Dvar Shmuel, from Reb Shmuel Avuhav. So cream of tartar apparently existed a long time ago. And anybody who thinks that it was discovered today is making a mistake. So let me just explain the issue here with this sif. The issue, now this is a mechaber, and it's brought in the Paiskim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it, the Gedar Masha. The question is a lomdish shaila in the Beis Meir. Beis Meir learned like the Dogam Ravava. Here's from the Mekilah. Why are grape seeds mutter, like Dogam Ravava? Because all the wine disappeared, and you're only left with grape seeds. That's what we learned there. And not like the Shach, who says there's wine remaining. The Beis Meir says, what's the pshat here? All the wine disappeared. What does it mean? It's Yayin Shenikrash. Well, what does it mean, all the wine disappeared? Why is there a heter if the lachluchas of the yayin disappeared? If I would have chazer, and the lachluchas would disappear, I'd be left with dried chazer. Buy beef jerky. All the lachluchas of the meat is out. Doesn't make nevela mutter. So the Beis Meir asks the kasha why it's mutter. The Gron Lamed Hay says, K'moy shemarim shemutter achiyu beis chayder. She compares sif tazayin to sif yodalim. So in lamdis, we're missing explanation. That's not going to change the halacha much. Because the Mechaber says it's mutter, even though it says Yesh Mishaimer, but the Paiskim don't argue. So it doesn't change the lumdis much, but it does confuse us as to what is the lumdis of the heter, sai by the grape seeds, sai here. The Gemara says it's the same heter. And therefore, we're a little stuck to say that the Shach held, the wine is still there. When it burns, it's aser. How could that be? The way the Mekilim are learning the Shach. They're saying to Shach, why is the Eifer a problem? Shach said the Eifer is a problem. Why? So they're learning that the Shach learns that the wine turns into ashes. And that's why the Shach asks. How could that be? If the wine turns into dried wine on the walls, it's mutter. And if the wine turns into ashes, it's not kol halachluchas hayayin. So Bishlamo, before this, you'll say that the Shach held its aser because the ayin burnt, it's still the ayin. Efer Yayin is awesome. But if the Sif Yud Zayin, Sif Te Zayin, that becomes problematic. How can you say Pshat Neshach that way? You see from here, the Yayin Shenikrash itself is mutter. So what was the Shach thinking when he said that if the Yayin burns, that it's Aser? It's a Tekash and Lomdis. Tekash Allah Lamaisa, I don't know. The Mechaber says that the cream of tartar is mutter. Yeah.
The Mechaber doesn't seem to indicate that it's Yayin Shenikrash. He says,
right.
So this sediment that's stuck on the side of the barrel, there's no wine left. Not that it is wine and it's mutter.
Nothing left.
Whatever wine was in this sediment is
it says lachluchis yayin shavai. Lachluchis. No, it's the liquid of the yayin disappeared. Is there wine concentrate there? What's left on the wall? Is it shamnunis? Is it not shamnunis? I meant, is it the shmarim? Is it shmarim? Is it shmarim? There's no shmarim in the top. Shmarim sat on the bottom. So, right, you can argue it's shmarim, or you could argue it's the essence of the wine. The wine has particles of solid in it, as a liquid tends to have. That's what gives it taste. So I we could argue about it, but the question is this dafka sediment? Or is it tamsis? In modern Hebrew, tamsis is concentrate. Right? Is it the concentrated wine, or is it? So this is the Beis Meir's kasha. Again, not saying that it changes any. It changes in lamdis our understanding the confusion over the Dogam Ravava.
Look back the underlying rationale why we can't have yayin. I mean, what was the reason for? And why is it aser? Because chasnas or something like that. Chasnas were talking about something they would drink together, not something like shmarim or something like that. This is not, they didn't use that for chasnas.
Shmarim is not us, it's only the yayin.
Yeah, so I'm getting at it based on what we're saying here.
You're saying they would never use grape seed oil at a wedding.
I'm saying any of these things here we're making
all right.
here.
You have to remember we're also answering because it might be Avodah Zarah. It might be Nisnasach Avodah Zarah, and then you make something. No, if they use the wine for Avodah Zarah, then what comes
so
from it is
awesome. There's no real wine left. We're just talking about the seed.
Okay.
I'm saying that
Mark is explaining the rationale for the making in Lomdis, you're right. Because I wouldn't have asked the grapeseed oil, only Shilas when they asked the wine if this
right.
derivative is us.
The fact that it becomes ashes, is it not something that's a new entity?
It should certainly be mutter. And the Shah still asks. So what are we going to do? We can in Lomda say the Shah is a chidah pella, but we don't want to eat food that's straight like the Shah. The Shah, that's our problem. The Shah says when it turns to ash, it's still asr. What's going on? If when it turns to ash, it's asr, so why when it turns into other things is it mutter? We have to have some chilek. So Rebelski say because there it's the wine that turned to ash. Grapeseed oil, it's not the wine that turned to grapeseed oil. It's the goof of the grapes, of the shaman, that's a separate entity.
Well, we have had before that if it changes the components, it's a new
thing. The muscat. As I neglected to mention, to just throw one more issue, I mentioned that some Seifis Tshuva said two things. He said, Mamanafshach. Either the wine turns to oil, you have the muscatter, or the wine and oil, goof from the nifradim, and the oil is mutter. On the first part, where he says, if the wine turns to oil, you have the muscatter, everyone jumps on him, that the muscatter is not muskim. Not muskim, Mogen Avraham is not maskim to be mekel, based on the muscatter. Mishnah Berurah is not maskim to be based on the muscatter. They say it's a machlekes rishayim. And therefore, the muscatter is not muskim by everyone. Now, Reb Chaim Oizer in the Tshuva says that the ikur is like the muscatter. There are tshuvas that are mekel straight out. But again, the question isn't, I'm at a wedding, and they already use grapeseed oil, should I start the wedding? Yeah, of course there's what to be saimecha. The question is, I'm in the store, and there's a bottle of grapeseed oil, and there's a bottle of vegetable oil. Is there any hinder? That's our only question. There's no question that there's what to rely on to be mekel. The whole question is, l'chatchila
dekud
question. The oil gives a hechsher. I don't know if there's any grapeseed oil today on the market. I haven't seen it. What? Pesach, okay. This is not a get to Kedem's grapeseed oil. This is a get to grapeseed oil made from grapeseeds of a Goyisha wine press. This is not a get to grapeseed oil made from kosher grapes. That's a shame.
There are people who object to cream of tartar. Why do they object if it's open like this?
Why are there those that object to cream of tartar?
When I remember that, somebody said, only you get to have
okay, the Weinstein heter is an old controversy, whether to be mekel, and the reason I neglected to point out is the Taz. Take a look at Taz tests. Thank you for reminding me. Taz tests, Pirish, Eimaklif and the Tamsis had Nekrash. You don't have to peel off the Tamsis. Pirish, Afil Mifnim. You can even use the barrel on the inside, and there could be cream of the Weinstein on the inside. It's fine. That answers your question, I guess. Why are they mechmirim? Because it's not clear that this is something that's mutl chatzchila, or if it's only mutter b'di'evet. Also, the Mechaber doesn't say to eat the cream of tartar. Mechaber only says that you could soak, you could use the barrel that has the cream of tartar on the walls. Doesn't say it so clearly, and that's why, again, the question is, l'chatchila, is it l'chalashitis? It's not so important to me, I use something else. Alright, two controversies, grape seeds and cream of tartar, Sifyut Zayin, I can't believe it, I'm really going to do all four Sifim. And Sifyut Zayin is a fourth controversy. Let's learn. The sif itself is tremendously important. And I'll tell you what the argument was.
Why is the wine that light up the walls in the
because the wine of Chatzarim still has lachluchis. You mean once it dries? So the Gra says it's the same. The Gra says that the heter of Tezayin, the heter of Yidalit, is the same. It's the same heter. The heter is the same. Or the Isser should be the same. Well, let's see. If we say the oil is, again, the manashach, if we say the wine turned to oil, So there it's worse. Because there, wine actually turned into oil, not dried wine. So if you say wine, you have to come onto the muskater, which again is a machlokes. If you say that the wine stands, the oil stands by itself, then it's actually better. Right. That's a way of getting rid of the lachluchis. Here the lachluchis is gone anyway. So you have to wash it. Washing it is to get rid of the lachluchis. The Weinstein did this, already has the lachluchis gone. What? What does that mean? It turns... Well, what's on the side also is from the wine itself. It's more from the wine. Okay, so then it's... Perhaps. Again, the Beis Meir says, but what are you left with? Now you're never gone to what you're left with is the sediment rather than the wine that's dry. So if that's true, you're right. You're right. That was the Beis Meir. Sifyut Zayin, Hamshacha. Now I already had to tell you Sifyut Zayin in order to start Sifyut Dalet, we had to talk about Sifyut Zayin. Let's see it inside. Meimasai Nikra Yayin Liyasa B'magoi V'kachavim. From what moment is it called wine? Now, I already told you that everyone buys crushed grapes from Goyim. Kedem also. They have truckloads of crushed grapes coming and dumping it into the whatever it is that they use. I'll explain the way it works momentarily. Everyone agrees. And even though there's grape juice on it, it doesn't matter. I told you, if you go out and you buy grapes at a roadside stand, and some of the grapes are crushed and there's grape juice there, you may not want to buy because you don't want crushed grapes. But as far as halacha is concerned, that grape juice is mutter. Because that grape juice is, there was no hamshacha. What is hamshacha? From when is it called wine or grape juice? To be asu v'magay v'kechav mishayiskali moshech. From the moment it begins to be drawn out, dahainu, mishanimshach ala gas ba'atzmai, when it gets pulled from the gas itself, ki agas hu madroin. Now let me explain what it looks like. You have three parts to a wine press. Our machinery today is more complicated. But Shulchan Aruch talks about three parts. The gas is on top. On top, you have the crush of wine mixed with seeds and husks of the grape. Everything's in there. Then you have the madroin. Picture a sliding pond. You have a madroin. On that madroin comes flowing down the grape juice. Now, obviously, there's a sifter at some point. You don't want seeds coming down. Chazal call it a sal, the sifter, a basket. They use the basket to sift. They had somewhere in the sliding pond. You don't want it too high up because then when it gets full of chatzanim, it bottles up the whole works. So they have it somewhere in the madroin, some type of a sal, that sifts out the seeds and the grape skins. It goes down this madroin, down this sliding pond, into the bar. The bar is easy, the pit. That's where the wine, the grape juice, actually collects. So hamshacha takes place as soon as liquid is drawn from the gas, from the upper storage area. As soon as they start to draw any grape juice from it that's free of chatzanim v'zogim, that's made to be free, can do things perfectly, but it's made to be free of chatzanim v'zogim, at that minute, it's not only what gets drawn as yayin, the whole thing has a din yayin. The whole flow has a din yayin. We'll talk about the sal separately. Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about it. We're going to just talk about three parts, the gas, the madroin, and the bar. As soon as you start pressing the tap and getting wine to draw out, at that moment, everything gets a din of yayin. Precisely. At that moment, even the wine that's left there is also. We had in Sifyud that what's left over in the tap, after all is done, you should not have a guy remove it. He's going to aser it. That means even what's in the tap remains also. Now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Meimisai nikri yayin liyasu b'maga b'kechavim, mishihischa limashech, dahainu, mishinim shechal agas ba'atzlein, ki agas hu madrei. The gas is attached to a madrei. The im, let's say you have a person, pina chatzagim v'zagim, v'yayin levadei nimshach mitzad elyein litzad tachtein, v'nisha yayin levadei oimeid, nikra hamshacha. Vanessa Komasha Bagas. He says, even if someone would climb into the top area, and in the gas itself he would separate wine from the chatzan of his zogim, he'd make a pool of wine in middle, that also would have a din of Hamshacha. Vanessa Komasha Bagas, if he touches chatzan of his zogim that have an illiquid tefech naslat fiach, we had once, that if you touch it and you touch something else, the wetness would spread. If you didn't separate it, that there's wine to the bottom of the gas, even if you separate a little on top, so Hamshacha is when you made either the madrein started, or even you jumped into the top and you made a place that's clear, Achulei Agas, to the floor, you made a place free of Chatzan and Vizagim, only wine, same thing. And a third example, which is Sif Yudches, is if somebody were to take a cup, you hire a guy, and the guy is stomping your grapes. He's thirsty, takes a cup, and he dips it in and pulls out a cup of pure grape juice without Chatzan and Vizagim. So in Sif Yudches, it says, that's a third example, Mile Me Agas, Kaisi Ayin, the kivin l'shloisa yamachamana to separate a mechanan v'zogim. It's also have hamshach. It's that we'll get to later. So this is now. Someone asked last week if Adam oisa davashen shaloi. If a worker without permission takes wine, so we'll talk about it at a different time. There's a right from something later, but right now we're learning a very basic din. We used to machlokes and no machlokes. Hamshacha takes place at the moment that you separate some wine, or in this case it's really grape juice, we're calling it wine, from Chatzan and Vizag. Yeah. It does not. At this time there was never a Hamshacha. If I take out every single one, you're right. I'm not going to take out every single one. No, I'm not having, I don't want pure liquid, I want pure Chatzanim. I have the mix. I take a cheesecloth and I lift up. What's still in the gas is still a big mixture. It's a mishmash. I'm lifting out some and draining the liquid, not because I want pure liquid. The liquid is filling chatzan of his onion. I want to be left with pure seeds. But if it's going to drip right into the gas, I'm not separating it. If you separate the wine, it's aser. If you separate the seeds, you pull out some seeds, it's not an aser to wine. Actually, I guess the Ramay is. It means if you have plain wine all the way to the floor of the gas, then it's aser. If you have pure wine on the top section, it doesn't aser. It has to be adshulegas. You have to picture, I have here a bathtub full of pressed grapes, and I separate it, make a pool of plain wine in the middle. I separate the chatzan of the zogim, and I leave a pool of plain wine. The Rama says adshulegas, till the floor of this bathtub. Then it becomes yayin.
Whether it goes down or not.
Whether it goes down or not. But it has to be pure wine.
If you push it to the side, I can take it out.
If I push it to the side, it's mutter, as long as there's still seeds under it. If I take it out and there's seeds, it's dripping right back into the seeds, it's also mutter. I'm not separating wine for it to stand for itself. You don't like my heter, Michael. But that's not my problem. I don't know if it's practical. Now. Sorry, I can't listen to him. What?
The suggestion that the rubber is making.
Yeah, take out the seeds. Not all.
But we take out all of it.
So we could argue. We could argue. Are you really mechavin to have the wine by itself?
Right.
Is it totally in the kavanah? We're going to see. Yes.
It says here on Shulchan, the Shach Liberty says, "Kol yain should be gas trace yain alone."
Right.
Only the gas.
Not only, even the gas. Well, flown down for sure. But flow down into the bar, that's sichiyah.
Yeah, no, the top.
The gas is the top.
The gas is the top.
No. Gas, madrein, bar. Now. What? Biski, we'll see in Yudches. We'll get to Yudches. Okay? We'll see. Now. I'm shoch on the madrein means it's drawn onto that sliding pond. The here it doesn't say if it means after the basket or before. That we're going to get to soon. You're right. It really has to be after. The question is, if when you have it after, it goes all the way up. It has to be some is nimshach after a sifter. That's for sure. The only shaila is how far up it asks. All right, we'll see. Now here is where there's a controversy. The physical facts of the matter are the following. I checked this with Hrabelsky this week, because you never know when you hear things. Hrabelsky said, if we want, we can go to a wine pressing. I said, great, they have upstate, yeah. I said, so when can we go? He said, they only do it 2 weeks a year. They only do it 2 weeks a year. I said, really? He says, it's a pasuk. V'hisig lachem da'ish as batzir. After the season of threshing comes the season of batzir, of cutting the grapes. It's a very short pasuk. So they have it since September, yeah. They have two to 4 weeks where they, all the pressing tape, they have this big press standing a whole year, and all the wine you drink and everything gets pressed in 2-3 weeks. And that's what he said. The pressing is only when you have to have grapes. You don't have grapes in the winter. You don't have grapes.
Okay. Because they didn't have grape juice.
Of course they had grape juice. Everyone had grape juice.
No, they didn't have grape juice for Pesach. They preserve it. They did the pressing. And
okay. If you cook it and seal it, it's reserved. Anyway, the shaila is the following. The fact of the matter is things happen as follows. I'll tell you what the controversy is. The crush of grapes comes to the factory in a dump truck. The dump truck, we're used to dump trucks that dump things out in the back. This dumps things sideways. It's not negel halacha, just the fact is that way. Where does it dump it? The way the factories are set up is the following. They have a canal with a conveyor belt. Now, I'll explain soon. The canal itself has to be described, but right now there's a canal. And it has a conveyor belt. The conveyor belt, the crush from the dump truck, it's dumped into the conveyor belt. The conveyor belt takes it up to the top of the factory because everything has to work downwards. And it goes into the destemmer and the heat exchanger and all the things in the pamphlet I gave out last week. The shaila is this. When you dump it from the dump truck, first of all, it takes a certain amount of skill. If you're just going to dump everything, you're going to get a big mess. You have to dump it slowly so that the canal can handle it. So you have to dump it. When you take a dump truck full of grapes and seeds and skin and grape juice, what happens when you start tilting it? What comes out?
Wine.
The grape juice. The liquid comes out separately. Now, that liquid, when it falls onto the conveyor belt, the way the conveyor belt is set up is that there's a top conveyor belt and a bottom trowel. The top conveyor belt has holes in it because they're not looking to put grape juice into the destemmer. They're looking to put whatever they need into the thing that takes off the stem. So therefore, it right away has two tracks. When it's dumped in, the top track has all the solid, and whatever liquid can drip out, drips down. That dripping actually starts when the dumper dumps the dump truck as he slowly dumps it sideways. Now, the issue is whether that dumping could be done by a guy. Whether that itself is hamshacha. In America, the minhag was to be mekel, not to consider it a hamshacha. It's incidental, it has chatzan and vizagin mixed in. These are the arguments to be matir. The argument to be machmir is that that's also hamshacha, because the first, it's not sure how much has to come out. Comes out, maybe you say he's not machaber, but they are machaber. They are taking the grape juice separately from the chatzan and vizagin. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they made a big tumult to ask all the American wines and grape juices. So what did they do? They wanted the Mashgiach to do it. So they said, the Mashgiach can't do it. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to dump it all in one. So Belsi told me they made a pshara. The guy does it, and the Yid puts his hand on it together with him. And that's based on something we'll have later, that the shutfis of Kayach Yisrael and Kayach Guy works. How much Kayach Yisrael there is and how much Kayach Guy, I guess it depends on the front kite of the yid and on the toughness of the truck driver, who I can't imagine is happy with this. The taina is that he knows full well that when he starts tilting it, only grape juice comes out. That's the argument. I'm not saying he's right or he's right. Just whichever side you tell me, I'll explain the other side. That is one of the tumul in yanim in this area. Yeah. Koyach guy asks. Koyach of a guy also asks. So what? They wash. They'll say they do wash it out initially. What? But the new chetzad of visagim, the crushed grapes they put in, has, as you drive, it's there's grape juice coming out. So it's, the washing out is done. The question is the dumping. Now the guy touches it, it's aser. So we have to get later to learn that koyach of a guy asers as well. It's not only if a guy touches it with his finger, if a guy shikshik, it's also aser. A guy pours it. Let's say a guy takes a bottle of wine, he pours it. It becomes aser. He didn't touch it with his finger. He poured it. If pouring is aser, so here it's also pouring. No, stam yainam is any pouring. If you have a guy in your house, he's not even avay dezara, and he pours the wine, it's also aser. What? No, the gezeira derabanan is even if you know. Well, we matter b'hanah because we say nowadays our goyim don't do it. So we matter it b'hanah because we know they don't do it. We're not matter b'shtia. So that's the issue. Now, of course, the comeback issue is that it's not mistaver, first of all, that they're not chasan of izagim mixed in. I'm saying not mistaver. We can walk over there if we visit and stick a cup in and see if they're chasan of izagim in the first wine that comes. The grape juice that comes. And the other question is whether that's called a mechavin lamshacha or it's an incidental lamshacha. I would think if he dumps everything in one shot and it happens incidentally, I would think everyone should agree. Here he does it slowly, bedafka, and probably watches the wine drain out. So that's the controversy. You know, I'm not saying an opinion. I'm just reporting the controversy the way it is. Okay, I'll try to explain as best as I know. When you give a hechsher on a wine press, what they do, kedem is all yidden, there's no issue. When you go to a wine press with our geisha workers, the dump truck issue, as far as I know, is everywhere. It's a problem there too. And they also have to. So they have the chumrah that the kayach of the lever is the two of them together. Now, with a beard and payas too. There was a young man in yeshiva. He's a few years younger than me. Big masmid. There's no money in the family on both sides. He wanted a job where he could learn. He became a truck driver. And he, there are no frum truck drivers that they could trust to go and pick up things in Kennedy Airport. He has a job. He's a tyree, a big masmid. He's paid for his nemonis. He takes jobs going to Kennedy Airport, waiting for a load of expensive items that come in. And it gets loaded, and he drives it back. He spends most of the day learning. You know, he doesn't take cross-country driving. Because it's a field where there are no firm yidden. If somebody wants a firm yidden, he can trust. Place to go. Now, I don't see everyone's lining up for it. But we'll make a wine crush driver. We'll give him 2 weeks of work a year, and hopefully have for an also for the whole year. Now I do want to explain this Likuli Alma is the issue. The minig of all the Hechsherim that we would eat from, national Hechsherim, everybody, is the following. When you give a hechsher on wine in a press, assuming you have a mitzias where nobody touches the wine, it gets dumped mechanically into one end. Let's say pure grapes get thrown into one end of a machine. It comes out the other way, cooked grape juice. So what was kein sein schlecht? Throughout the processing, throughout the procedure, there are buttons that have to be pushed. There are people that have to control levers and buttons and heat and everything. The procedure, and it's a very difficult thing, is that they come in with a crew. And that crew has to be standing at every place where there are controls. Because things go wrong and controls have to be manipulated. And the policy is that anything that has to be done in the procedure of the grapes from beginning till it's cooked has to be done by a frum yid. And therefore, when they go in, they go with a crew, and they are try to be vigilant to make sure that everything that's done is done properly. I'm told there are 5 or 6 kosher grape juice plants in America. You and I know, we go to the store, we only have a choice of a couple of products. I think most of them are made all in the same plant, except for one. I think in our stores, we have 2 types of grape juice. Most of the grape juice is made for other products, as far as the kosher clientele. And the reason we only have these grape juice, there are other plants. And in these plants, this is what takes place. The grape flavoring comes from these places. There are 3 products. There's the tartar, the cream of tartar, tartaric acid, the grapeseed oil. Those 2 products are made from grapes that are not, there's no heksha kru in the plant. It's made treifa wine. The reason we're makir, the grapeseed oil, or the cream of tartar, is we hold there's no lachluchas hayayin in it. So we don't have to go to Kedem to get it. We go to a Goyisha place and we get it. Not so with any product that needs tam yayin. If you want to make grape skin extract, you want the tam yayin. If you want to make grape flavoring that comes from natural grapes, you want the grape flavoring. They're not going to be kolal lachluchas hayayin shabbat. There, it's a totally different field in Hechsherim, and it's a challenging field. And they have your Eshamayim involved, but it's a very challenging field. You got to stay by a machine. The machine can run for 6 hours without problems, and you have to be alert when there's a problem that you push the button and not the guy who's doing it all year for everybody else. So if it's only 2 weeks, so yeah, he's doing it for 2 weeks and not everybody else. But you have to be alert to it. And that's where the Hechsher, the grape flavoring, a grape skin extract, which I don't think you can buy home vanilla extract, you see. But you don't see grape street extract very much. It's made commercially.
You got any grape
with a Hechsher?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's what I meant. You're right. I'm sorry. I meant, I don't think it's produced for the lady in the house, but you do see it occasionally on products. I Trix cereal for a while said real grape juice. Like it was an enticing thing. Real grape, like it's a healthy breakfast, this Trix cereal, you know, real grape juice. Some of the fruit, the pressed fruit, the fruit by the foot, some of it is made from real grape flavoring. If it's made from grapes that have grape flavoring, or grape skins that dafka have grape flavoring in them, that falls under this area which is more difficult to give a good hechsher. Now, not mitzi laz on any hechsherim, but that's why there are people, my family included, when it comes to things that have flavoring, we stay away from grape flavoring. We stay away from it because it's a harder thing to give a hechsher. What do I have to eat? Grape Laffy Taffy. The banana is delicious. Everyone likes banana, right? Or cherry is good. The other ones are good. Why do I have to get involved in grape flavoring? For what? So this is an area, I'm not saying anything is straight, but there's a big difference in grape seed oil and cream of tartar, which is one area, it's a question of lumdis, and the grape flavoring, which the real grape flavoring, it's made from real grapes, is another thing. It's just physically challenging to give a heksher. I don't doubt that Hashem give good heksher on it. It's just more challenging. If someone says he wants to be mahadir, he wants to be careful, there's room to say it. I think I mentioned to you what had happened to my grandson, who I mentioned here, who was in school. And when the teacher gave out candies, he told in kindergarten. So he told the teacher, "Oh, he can't eat grape." And she said, "Has a hechsher?" "No, he doesn't eat grape. So he got a different flavor." So she was very upset. She went to a rav in the community there, who works for one of the national hechsherim, and said, "The rishonim don't trust your hechsher for grape." So he said, "It makes sense. He not to trust, but it makes sense as a chumrah." So I'm thankful that he had the guts to say it makes sense. I'm not looking to say his name and get him in trouble. But he said it makes sense. I'm not telling you to be machmir. I'm just telling you when you ask about these things, that's part of the problem. I will tell you that I once had a very unpleasant experience with a product. And I called, it had already been bought, it was in my house. And I called one of the national hechsherim. And I asked him, it's in the house already, is it made with real grape juice or is it artificial? He said, it's all artificial, bevados. And then they put it on the table, I looked at the box, and it said real grape juice. So I don't know how that happened. Hopefully the people giving the hechsher on site knew. It was only in the office that they didn't know. But it frightens you, you know. Or it could be, sometimes, I don't know, it says real grape juice. Could it be with bologna? I don't know. So that's just my history in this inyan. Yeah. The kesher between this, gelatin. The grape flavoring has no kesher to gelatin. The chatzan of vizagim issued to the degree that the gelatin heter is based on musk, it will be the same, but it's really better than gelatin, because here, all the place can say, like the second side of some cipher, is not yayin that changes to shemen. Shemen is a separate entity in the grape. And just like we know that only the wine of the grape is asur, you're allowed to eat the chatzanim if you dry it from all the lachlucha say yayin. The same thing, the grapeseed oil is mutter if there's no lachlucha say yayin. So that has to.
So,
what?
Real juice or grape juice?
That one said real grape juice. It said real grape juice. It was an avatar. It was like a starburst on it that it's real grape juice, and that bothered me.
What's the difference between grape seed extract and grape seed oil? Why are you making a difference between?
No, grape skin extract.
No, but there is no.
The difference is one has grape flavor in it.
No, you go to any health store, you can buy grape seed extract.
So I'm not talking about grape seed extract.
No, I'm asking, do you know what the difference is?
No, I don't know. If someone would taste it and would have a grape juice taste, it would be a different category than grape. The grapeseed oil heter is that there's no grape juice left. That's the heter, which it seems the ruba of the place can agree with. Grapeseed extract, grape seed, anything from the grape that has zero yayin, lachluchas hayayin, ruba the ruba of the place can amekel. There's no question. When it does have a wine taste, that's a separate shayla. That's the shayla of the grape juice itself being totally extracted by Yidden and not by Gaim.
So
that's this issue.
Going back to the truck issues we sang, in Eretz Yisrael, they asked.
There was a tumult a number of years ago. In Yisrael, they were assering, and the Hashem here, look, you want to be Eretz Kalashitas? So they came with this Eitzah to have the Yid with the Gai do it together, and it's a Heta, we'll have later, that Kaychai, if it's both together, is Mutter. I don't know what they do in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have the ear of the people in Eretz Yisrael. I only know that's what they do here. Maybe they have you. Could be they have you as your truck driver.
Okay.
Can a Nazir use Chatzam and Zagim are Asif for a Nazir, right? Grapes are Asif to him. Okay, so these are the see. I hope I didn't say anything to get me in trouble. I hope I just presented the lumdis of the machleiksim, and not moitzilas anything with a hechsher. If I came to someone's house and they cooked stuff with grapeseed oil and they ate it, cream of tartar with the national hechsher, I would eat it. I'm just talking about the lumdis of the machleiksim.
Okay.